Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about logistics and how we move stuff around. And we'll be looking at entrepreneurialism as well as ethical toilet paper and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main international business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the groundbreaking company of Russ Mould from AJ Bell. Good morning, Russ. Oh, well, I thought we had Russ Mould, but we...
Yeah, I'm here. I promise you. I'm not napping on the job. I absolutely promise.
I thought you were finishing your coffee and then you said you'd chat to us. Did you get any storm over in Brighton?
Brighton was tempest tossed yesterday. Yes. Ah, I mean, we certainly didn't want to go anywhere near the seafront yesterday. I think you'd have been swept away. It was extremely wild and woolly. Yes.
Yeah, it was extremely wild here in the east coast of Ireland as well, and there were some pretty worrying scenes in the west coast as well. So, shall we start with nuclear power? Now, this is a really interesting tale in the Financial Times, and it has to do with data centers.
It does. I mean, this is Alphabet, who are Google's parents, Microsoft, Amazon, who are running these large language models for artificial intelligence, running servers, data centers, and they're looking to try and get their own reliable, domestically supplied source of power, because the energy that these servers need just to keep running and indeed to keep them cool and keep all the water and the pumps working, it is enormous. It's a bit of a damning indictment, you could argue, of America's energy infrastructure, but they're looking to strike private supply deals with nuclear power utilities and build their own small modular reactors, which are a new technology that's in theory coming down the pipe. And anybody related to nuclear almost in the US stock market, the shares are reaching all-time highs as a result, whether they're supplying these reactors or components or valves or fuels or pumps or uranium or the utilities themselves, those share prices are absolutely soaring. The question mark is now, small modular reactors, none are currently under construction. They're due by 2030. Can they actually deliver on time?
It's interesting. I can't remember which one of the big tech giants it was, but one of them, I want to reopen Three Mile Island, which the older
1979,
yes, will remember that there was a nuclear accident. Is that the right word? Or incident or accident? It was just outside upstate New York, and they want to reopen that. So it goes to show.
That's Microsoft.
That was Microsoft. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, looking to reopen that.
Indeed. And they just want a reliable source of energy. And of course, it's a big political hot potato in this country, Russ, because already data centers are taking up a fair bit of the electricity consumption in this island. Now, Wall Street Journal have been surveying economists about the health or otherwise of the UK economy, US economy.
Yeah, the US, this matters to everybody, whether we like it or not, because America is the world's biggest economy. So where it tends to go, the rest of us tend to follow, at least to some degree. And I guess therefore we can perhaps take some reassurance that I think it's 66 economists that the WSJA, the Wall Street Journal, regularly polls. They think there's only a 1 in 4 chance of America going into recession in the next 12 months, which is down from 1 in 2, which is what they were much more frightened of a recession earlier on this year. The Atlanta Fed GDP Now survey reckons Americans' economy is ticking along at 3% growth at the moment. And although we've seen an increase in unemployment and a decrease in vacancies, both are still near unemployment is near historically low levels. Vacancies still above where we were before the pandemic. So maybe that's just the economy normalizing. I guess the one thing, if you're being a little bit facetious, you could say, well, the more convinced the economists are that everything's okay, the less likely this to be so, but we'll find out over time.
It's so interesting because 2 years ago we had a surge in energy prices, inflation spiked as well on both sides of the Atlantic, and everyone was almost banking on some sort of US recession. But it looks as if the money pumped in by the Biden administration appears to have staved that off. Yeah. Let's stay with the United States. Tesla results are out later on this week.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, their Q3 numbers are out. Mm. But there's an investigation in the offing.
Yeah, this has been picked up by quite a few wires and agencies. The National Highway for Traffic Safety Administration, an American regulator, is probing over 2 million Tesla vehicles to look into its full self-driving software after 4 crashes, one of which involved, unfortunately, a fatality, all in fog, or all at times of very bright sunshine and glare. So the regulator is looking into whether the software is up to the job of dealing with limited, restricted visibility. So this is another challenge for Tesla in this area. It's already perceived to be behind Waymo in the self-driving market, which is behind, which is backed by Alphabet, Google's parents. It uses very, very high-tech sensors. Tesla, for its self-driving facility, uses AI and cameras. So there's a different approach there. Tesla is perceived to be behind, and it's got, you know, its Cybercab launch is due in 2027, its self-driving cab. They did a meeting about that a couple of weeks ago, which didn't go down too well. And so now a lot rides on the results this week, and clearly it's still facing, you know, competition on many fronts with BYD and the Chinese knocking on its door. And that's probably one reason why the shares are barely half where they were 4 years ago, for all the fact that Mr. Musk continues to attract a lot of plaudits and a lot of coverage, his main company share price is finding it pretty tough going at the moment.
Yeah, a lot of people will be watching those results on Wednesday to see whether the likes of BYD and the Chinese EV makers are really eating his lunch or not. He, in the meantime, is giving out hundreds of thousands and to one person $1 million to supposedly vote, which will face investigation, I suspect, probably too late, though, for the US election. Let's move on to Comcast. Now, it bought Sky. Was it 2018 when it bought Sky?
It was, for a mere $39 billion to you, Joe.
Chunk of change. How are they getting on?
A bit of buyer's remorse, possibly, and maybe the message is here, if Rupert Murdoch's selling something, maybe you don't want to buy it.
Because
he's selling it for a reason. So Sky is owned by Comcast. It has been for 6 years. It still operates in the UK, Germany, Italy, providing television, telecoms, broadband. And in the last 12 months for its financial year, its losses have doubled to 244 million sterling. Now, revenues are flat, so it's a cost thing, and that is the cost of rights for sports and also Sky's fantastic work that it is doing in creating movies and content. So it's very much involved in this streaming content war with Netflix, Paramount Plus, Apple, Amazon, Disney Plus, you name it. They're all in there. At the moment, the one that's clearly winning this fight is Netflix, because it's just shown double-digit percentage revenue growth and profits growth, whereas Sky, higher losses. So Comcast did write a chunk of the purchase price off a couple of years ago, and Sky still, you know, having to work extremely hard to stay competitive in a very, very challenging market.
Yes, indeed. Do you have a full Sky subscription in the
Mould household is in there with Sky Glass, and I think the teens have got various Apples and Paramount Pluses and goodness knows what else as well in there.
Oh, all right. Because there is something of a switch off going on amongst all the peripheral stuff. People kind of sign up to the Paramount Pluses, the Disney Pluses, and then they say, "Well, how much do I actually watch on that?"
Yeah. I think if it worked for slow horses, we'd definitely be in Apple TV, I think. So that, you know, just to try and keep the bill under control. So when we have pruned one or two out in the past, and then a new series pops up and the teens sneak it back on for a while. So we keep monitoring it as best we can.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Russ, as ever, thank you so much for your expertise and knowledge first thing on a Monday morning. That's Russ Mould, Director of Research with AJ.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.